Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, Pesachim Ayin Beis, right on top of the Amud. And we're coming off the Mishnah, which taught us like this. Although a Korban Pesach is meant to be brought even on Shabbos, provided it's kosher. But the Mishnah began with the halacha of a Pesach whose shechita was done shelo lishmo. He had another carbon in mind while doing that shechita. He's doing it to create a shlamim. In which case, the Pesach now is pasul. A Pesach shelo lishmo is pasul. So he's committed a melacha on Shabbos, and he brings a chatas. Says the Gemara on the first line, I'm Beis Amud Aleph, b'maya askinan, what are we speaking about? When he was shechit, the Pesach shelo lishmo, what was going through this person's mind? Ilema betoya. Are we speaking that it was inadvertent? He did it unknowingly. He mistook the Pesach for a shlamim. He thought it was really a shlamim. And the Mishnah says the Pesach now is pasul. In which case, the shechit is considered a malach. Shamas mino. Akira betos havi akira. Shall we derive from here that even a mistaken akira, it wasn't his intent to take the Pesach and uproot it and turn it into a shlamim. He did it by accident, by mistake. Should we learn from here that even a akira which took place betos, a diversion which happened unknowingly, havi akira is considered an akira, and that changes the status of the carbon, which is actually not so simple. As Tosis tells us, it's a machleikus in Gemara Menachos. Should we derive from here, should we have a raya from our Mishnah, that even a mistaken akira is considered an akira, which changes the din of the carbon Pesach? Says Gemara, no, not necessarily. Ela bo'ikar. Rather, let's interpret that our Mishnah speaking where he did it intentionally. He knew what he was doing. He knew that it was a Pesach, and he knowingly and willingly diverted it to Shlomo. That's why it's Shlomo Shmoy and it's possible. Eima Seifa, that's the case. Let's take a look at the next part of the Mishnah, which discusses a case as follows. Ushar klas vachim sheshochtan lishum ha-Pesach. He should take a different carbon, a shlamim, for instance, which may not be brought on Shabbos. But this fellow took the shlamim and did the shechita on the shlamim l'shem Pesach. He's trying to make a Pesach from it. Does he have to bring a chatos or not? No, he thought it's mutter. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. Is this considered a melacha which generates a chatos? Says the Mishnah, Einan ru'uyin chayev. If the carbon that he's being shechit is not suitable for, it's not fit for a Pesach, it's cattle, it's not a sheep, it's not a goat, then he's certainly chayev. Im ru'uyin hin, however, if this animal is potentially a candidate for carbon Pesach, Rabbi Lezer machayev chatos. Still, Rabbi Lezer says he needs to bring a chatos. He did a malach. Rabbi Shua poiter. Why does Rabbi Shua say he's potter? So we learned in the Mishnah because he confused. He thought perhaps this is a carbon Pesach. His intent was to do a mitzvah. Now, v'ibo oiker. But if you say that the Mishnah is speaking where he willingly came to uproot the current designation of the carbon, he knew that it was a shlamim. He was willingly changing it into a Pesach. If that's the case, mali ru'uyin, mali she'inan ru'uyin. What difference does it make whether this animal was a potential candidate to be used for a Pesach or not? In either case, he's not making any mistakes. He's doing this on purpose. Because apparently the point of ru'uyin is that since it's so close in nature, it's similar to a Pesach, that justifies the confusion. But if we're speaking that he's doing it intentionally, then it's irrelevant whether it's a calf or a goat. He knows what he's doing, and doing it anyway. Elo pshita b'toya. Apparently, this part of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Shua says that if he confused things, he took a shlamim which was a goat, which appeared to him perhaps like a Korban Pesach, and he did it like a Korban Pesach, he's potter because it was toya. It was as a result of confusion. It was unknowing. It was a mistake. Elo pshita b'toya. Is that the case? Reisha b'oikir v'sefer b'toya, the first part of the Mishnah, where he took the Pesach and did a shlo yishma. You tell me it's speaking that he's doing it intentionally. Oiker, and the Sefer was by accident? It seems a bit strange that the Mishnah should switch tracks in the middle. Omar Rabbi Abin, yeah, and yes. Reisha ba'oiker v'sefer b'tayyeh. Apparently that's the pshat in the Mishnah. We begin with Oiker, where it was done intentionally, and continue discussing a case of Toyah, where it was done by accident. Ashkeche Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the Rav Avo. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef met Rav Avo. He noticed him, Davakoy Buchlusa Dinshi. That he was amongst a large crowd of people. Omale, so he asked Rav Avo, Masnis and Mai, how do you understand Pshat in the Mishnah? Omalesi responded exactly as we said. Reisha ba'oikar v'sefer b'toyah. The first portion of the Mishnah speaking where he willingly, intentionally diverted the Karm Pesach to something else. The Sefer was speaking where it was done by accident, inadvertently. Tanam in arbon zimnen, so he learned it from him 40 times. V'domalei k'mad mancha b'kisa, and it was so clear to him now, as though it was sitting in his pocket. So that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Tanan, let's continue along the Mishnah. Amar Beleza. Rav Beleza was the one who held that even if he did the Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, and we're speaking about an animal that theoretically can be used for a Pesach, it's a goat, it's a sheep, still, Rav Beleza considers this to be like any typical standard Malach on Shabbos, in which case it's Chai V'Chattas. Rav Beleza argued his point. Amar Beleza. Ma in Pesach shemuta lishmoy. I'll prove my point with the Kavachim. Since we find that even the Karban Pesach itself, which you can be shechet on Shabbos lishmoy, however kisheshina lishmoy chayev, should he change its name to a shlamim? He did the shechita l'shem shlamim. He's certainly chayev. It's a Mishnah. Everybody agrees to that halacha. If that's the case, certainly zvachim, other types of karbanos, Shein Asur and Lishman, they cannot be brought on Shabbos. Even Lishman, you can't bring a Shlomim on Shabbos. Certainly, Kisheshina Shman, Ein Adin Shechayev. Certainly, if you change its name, in which case it's a substandard Hakrova, of course he's Chayev. So that was Rabbi Lez's argument. Let's stop for a moment. Vim Isa. Now, according to this approach, which is that the Reisha, which discusses the Pesach being diverted, is speaking Bo'oikar, when it was done intentionally, whereas the Sefer, the other Karban L'Shem Pesach, was done unintentionally, B'toyah. If that's the case, then how could Rav Beleza compare one to the other? Holy dummy, you can't compare the Reisha Bo'iker V'Sefer B'toyah. The Reisha, you know why? He's Chayev when he did the Shechita on the Pesach, Shelo L'Shmai, because he was Oiker, he knew what he was doing. The Sefer, however, was a mistake. He confused one with the other. How could you compare the two things? Perhaps in the Reisha is Chayiv, but not in the Sefer. Says Mother Rav Beleza Leishanile. So the truth is that according to Rav Beleza, who applies this Kal B'Chomer, he apparently doesn't differentiate between Oiker and Toyah. Rav Beleza holds that even if he approached the Shlomim thinking that it was a Karban Pesach, it still is not considered a mitigating factor. He did a malach and he brings a chatas. Therefore, according to Rav Beleza, Oiker, Toya, knowingly, unknowingly, all one and the same, and can be compared one to the other. However, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Shor, the Shani Lay, but according to Rabbi Shor, where there is a big difference between doing something willingly, intentionally, such as in the Reisha when he did the Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, where he was Chayiv, and between that and the other case, where he took a shlomim thinking that it was a Pesach, in which case Rishon says it's Pater. According to Rishon, there's a big difference between Oiker and Toya. So why doesn't Rishon respond to him in kind? You can't compare the Reisha where it was Oiker. Certainly that's a Chiyav Chatas, whereas in the Sefer, it was a Toya, and that's why I hold it's Pater. He was Oisek with Dvar Mitzvah. He was involved in preparing himself to do a Mitzvah. And he actually did a mitzvah because, as we said, the shlomim, even shlomim l'shmon, is kasha. So why couldn't Yeshua simply respond in kind? The Sefer was done unintentionally. He mistook the shlomim for the Pesach, and that's why I hold its pot. Says what you're right. Hachi kamali. This is what Yeshua was responding to Rav Beleza. L'didi l'dami. Ein hachanami, according to me, according to my approach, there's no comparing the Reisha to the Seif. Reisha Boikar, a Seif of a Toya. And the Reisha, he knew what he was doing. That's why he's Chayv. And the Seif, he didn't. That's why he held his pot. He was engrossed and involved and preoccupied in the Karban Pesach activity. And that led him to confuse matters. He took the Shlomim, or Sheikh L'Shem Pesach. I hold that he's pot. Now, Lidi Dach, but according to your approach, according to you, who doesn't seem to be too impressed with the toast factor? You hold that even if he mistook the Shlomim for the Pesach, he is still Chayev. So let's speak your language. Let me go on to your page. Lidi Dach, Loi. I can still differentiate. You will bring a raya from the Pesach, which is Mutter Lishmoy. And if it's Shlo Yishmoy, it's Chayev Chatas. Certainly the Shlomim, which is also Lishmoy, if he diverted to Shlo Yishmoy, in which case it's an incomplete carbon, of course it's Chayev Chatas. I'll respond to that. Loi. You can't compare Im Amris with Pesach. If you apply this halacha to a Pesach, you know why? That's because over there, Sheshina Shmuel Davar Aser. What did he divert a Pesach to? To a Shlomim. A Shlomim you can't bring on Shabbos. So you want to step down. That's why it's considered a complete malach. Toimer bezvachim. But when it comes to other karbonis, that's different. Sheshina Shmuel Davar Mutter. Because in that case, he diverted the Shlomim to something which is Mutter to be brought on Shabbos. He had a Pesach in mind. And that's how Tosfos explains that even according to Rabbi Elazar, this should be a mitigating factor. Fact is, he upgraded it. He took the Shlomim and directed it to something which can be brought on Shabbos. So that was Rabbi Shua's response to Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, Rabbi Shua says, in the case where he grabbed the Shlomim thinking that it was a Pesach, and did the Shlomim Shem Pesach, he is Potter. And the Gemara continues elaborating on the Mishnah. Amar le Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah continues with the Rabbi Elazar responding as follows. I'm going to negate your argument. Rabbi Shua said, well, when you divert something to something which is mutter on Shabbos, that should be a reason to remove the chatos requirement. The karban is brought on Shabbos for the sake of the tzibur. For instance, the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, they will prove my point. Here we have an example of something that is mutter. They can be brought on Shabbos. Shein mutar, lishman. The Talmud is mutar. If you bring it lishman on Shabbos. Nevertheless, v'ashoichet lishman chayv. Should a person grab another behema and be sheichet lishen Talmud? I'm making a Talmud. He's certainly chayv. So what do we see here? That even if you're mishane to something which is mutar, you're still chayv. Amar le'r b'shua, no. Loi, im amras b'murit tzibur. Yeah, if that applies to a murit tzibur, you know why? That's because Emir Tzibur are set down, have a set amount. Shekein Yeshlan Kitzba. There's a limit. There's one Talmud in the morning, one in the afternoon. In which case, there was no reason for confusion. Why should he think that this thing is a Talmud? He knows Talmud was brought this morning. So it's not the mitzvah that generated the confusion. Therefore, he's Chai V'chatas. Toim Rebbe Pesach Shein Le'Kitzba. As opposed to Karban Pesach, which has no set limit. So this fellow, even if he already brought his own personal Karban Pesach, but when he noticed an animal roaming through the Azar, he figured this must be some as Karban Pesach. Let me grab a mitzvah. And he did a shechita for the sake of Pesach. In reality, it was a shlomim. Therefore, says Rabbi Shua, he was tov b'dvar mitzvah, he was torah b'dvar mitzvah, his intent was to do a mitzvah, and he actually did a mitzvah. Although it wasn't a Pesach, it was a Shlomim, that he was Sheichet, L'Shem Pesach, in which case it's still Kasher. And therefore, says Rabbi Shua, this is not like your typical Malacha, which is strictly an Avera. Here there was an intent to do a mitzvah, in actuality a mitzvah was carried out, and therefore he's part. So up until now, we had the debate between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. The Gemara continues, L'meimra, so do you mean to say, D'cholecha d'islei kitzvah? Whenever there's a limit, there's a kitzvah, there's a cap. M'chayv Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua will agree that he's chayv. And the point again is that there's no tov b'dvar mitzvah. You meant to know what's what. Pesach, it's unlimited. Yeah, there's room for confusion and mistakes. But by something which has a kitzvah, it's measured, it's exact. You can't attribute your toast to the mitzvah. Is that so? I'll show you an example of a case which has a kitzvah and still a rishua is poter. Because it's the mitzvah, it's the preoccupation with that upcoming mitzvah that generated this confusion. What's the example? Bris milah. We know that a bris milah on Shabbos is mutter, provided that it's milah bizmana on the eighth day. But if it's already past the eighth day, sure, the baby needs to have the milah, but it can't be done on Shabbos. V'aretzinoikis yeshlam kitzvah. We have an example of an halacha of two babies. One baby had to have his milah on Shabbos. His eighth day fell out on Shabbos. And one of them needed a bris, but not on Shabbos. And this moil has two babies in front of him. Tinoikis is an example of yeshlam kitzvah. He knows that there's only one to be done on Shabbos. And what does it say in the Mishnah? But tonight, Misha Hailo Shnei Tinoikis. This fellow had a double job. He had two babies to do a milah on, but on different days. Echad Lamoilo Achar Shabbos. One of them's bris fell out on Sunday. Ve'echad Lamoilo B'Shabbos. The other one's bris fell out on Shabbos. And this moil mixed things up. He got confused. And what did he do? V'shachach, he forgot, umol eshel achar ha-shabbos b'shabbos. And he did the bris milah on the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Chayiv. In that case, he's certainly chayiv. You know why? He did a unnecessary melech on Shabbos, and he didn't even do a mitzvah. Rabbi Shua's Torah applies to a person who's torud, he's preoccupied, he's busy with a mitzvah, and he actually did a mitzvah, somewhat. In this case, sure, he was busy doing a mitzvah. He's preparing for the mitzvah to do the milah on that Shabbos baby. But what did he actually do? He did it on the Sunday baby. It's still premature. It's still the seventh day. Therefore, all agree it's chayv chatas. However, echad lemoila be'er Shabbos. Come Shabbos, he has two babies in front of him. One of them whose bris was meant to fall out yesterday. For some reason, it got postponed. And the other baby needs to have his milah today. So now he's faced with two babies. And again, he mixed things up. He thought this one was the Shabbos baby. It turns out that this one was the Friday baby, which doesn't justify milah on Shabbos. So he did a malach. Rabbi Elazar machayev chatas. He needs to bring a chatas. Although his intent was to do a mitzvah, and he actually carried out a mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar doesn't differentiate, there's a chiv chatz. For Rabbi Shua Poiter, here we have Rabbi Shua again. Since he was tov b'dvar mitzvah, his intention was to do a mitzvah. He knew that he had at least one Shabbos bris to do. So in his haste and his preoccupation, he confused things, but he actually did a mitzvah nonetheless. True, it was the wrong baby. It was the Friday baby instead of the Shabbos baby. But even the bris on the Friday baby was considered a key mitzvah. It was already past its eighth day. Therefore, as a Rebbe Shua, he's potter. He's tov b'dvar mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah is potter. What are we speaking about? Something which is unlimited? Ain't like kitzvah, like the Korban Pesach? No, absolutely not. He knows there's only one baby that needs to be tended to on Shabbos. It's something with a very precise precise limitation here. He knows that it's set, it's one baby, no more. So if we're going to be sure, a davar sheyesh lekitzvah will not be poiter him, like the story with the emurei tzibur that we discussed. Since he knows there's only one tamid today, there's no room for confusion. So why is that when it comes to the bris, Rabbi Shua says it's poter, even though it's something sheyesh lekitzvah. It's something that has an exact number to it. Omar Rab Ami, no. Let's reinterpret things. Rabbi Shua will say potter even in a case where there is a kitzvah and a limit, provided it's still in advance other fulfillment of that mitzvah. So for instance, if the carbon tumid has yet to be brought, and he grabs an animal thinking it's the tumid and does a shechita, he's certainly potter. Even though we're speaking about something that has a very exact number to it, yesh l'kitzvah. So if it's in advance, he's potter. However, if it's already past the kiyum of that mitzvah, then there's nothing to attribute his confusion to. The mitzvah has already been accomplished, in which case it's chayv. Amar Rabbi Ami, hochav ma'eskinan. This Mishnah, which tells us that even in the case of two babies, where it's a dover sheyesh lekitzvah, we're dealing with an exact number. The Mishnah says, if he has the Erev Shabbos baby with the Shabbos baby together in front of him, and they confuse matters, he did the bris on the Erev Shabbos baby, he will be potter. You know what we're speaking about? Hachmai eskin and kigoyin shekadim umol eshel Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Which one did he do first? The Erev Shabbos was done first. In which case, when he was doing that bris, he still had both babies in front of him, awaiting the bris. So he was torahed with bar mitzvah. He was preoccupied with the preparations of a proper bris, a proper Shabbos bris. Because both of them were still awaiting their bris. In which case, since he was torahed, and he actually did a mitzvah, so although he did the bris on the wrong baby, he is potter. De'ika hach the Shabbos the torahed bit, because in front of him he has that Shabbos bris, which preoccupied him. So that's why he's potter, according to Rabbi Shua. Hocha, however, now Mishnah, where Rabbi Shua seems to agree that if one was sheikh l'shem the carbon tzibur, he is chayev. It's unrelated to the fact that it's yesh l'kitzvah. Rather, we're speaking about a case, hocha goin shekodam v'shachtinu l'imur tzibur b'reish. What happened was that he first did the shechita, him or somebody else, on the carbon tzibur. So that was done already. In which case, he's no longer preoccupied with the shechita of the carbon tzibur. It's done deal. It's over with. There's no carbon tzibur awaiting shechita. Therefore, even Rabbi Shua agrees. There's nothing to justify his confusion. And therefore, Rabbi Shua agrees that he's chayv. Says the Gemara, Ihach, if that's the case that we're speaking, that the carbon tzibur has already been brought. Let's proceed. Let's continue in the Mishnah. We said that Rishu and Rabbi Eliezer both agree that in this case he's chayv. Because it's already passed. The Karban Tziba has already been brought. Nobody's anticipating the Karban Tziba any longer. So there's no room for confusion. The Mishnah continues with another sheet. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, even in this case he's potter. Af ha-sheichet l'shem emur tziba potter. Now, the way you interpret it, we're speaking, af agav de kodem shachtinu l'emur tziba b'reisha. You just established that the Mishnah speaking that the Emur Tzibur was already tended to. So even in that case, the Kadam Shachtinu, the Emur Tzibur Bereisha, Ramey will say Potter. Is that so? It can't be. We have a Braisa which tells us otherwise. According to Ramey, if the mitzvah has already been fulfilled, there's no more justification for his confusion, and he brings a Chatas. Yeah, it wasn't done intentionally. He overlooked, but it's still a shoygig. It's an ordinary shoygig, in which case he brings a chatas. Vatani, we learned in the Brice. Rab Chia me'evil Orif from that place. Amar Ramea quoted Ramea as follows. Ramea had a different approach to the Machlekes of Lezer Rishua. He said like this: Lo nechlekur Lezer Rishua. There's no Machlekes between them in the following case. Al shahoy lo shnei tinoikis, echad lamul erev Shabbos, ve'echad lamul b'Shabbos. This moyel had before him two babies. One whose mila was meant to take place erev Shabbos, and the other one on Shabbos itself. And what happened? V'shachach, he got confused, he mixed things up. Umol eshel erev Shabbos, b'Shabbos. and he did the milah on the Erev Shabbos, baby, on Shabbos. All agree, in this case, the chayv. He has to bring a chatas. Al ma nechalku, when is there a machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rishu? Al shehoyu lo shnei tinoikes, in the case where the Moyer had two babies in front of him, echad lomo achar Shabbos, one whose milah was meant to take place on Sunday, ve'echad lomo b'Shabbos, the other one was meant to take place on Shabbos. V'shochach umol, eshel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. He confused things, and he did the milah on the Sunday baby today on Shabbos. So what's the halacha there? The Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatas. Rebbe Lezer says, he has to bring a chatas. Rabbi Shua put, in this case Rabbi Shua says put. Well, let's stop for a moment. This brisa seems to be a bit difficult to understand. Why is it that in the reisha, when he had the Friday baby and Shabbos baby in front of him, and he did the milah on the Friday baby, do we say all agree? He's chayev. Explains Rashi. The Gemara at this point figures that what happened was, come Shabbos, the Moel did first the milah on the Shabbos baby. In which case, the Shabbos mitzvah has been completed, fulfilled. He's no longer busying himself preparing for a Shabbos bris. He's no longer turid in a mitzvah, which can be done on Shabbos. So at this point, he no longer has that exemption. So if you proceeded and did the meal on the Friday baby on Shabbos as well, that's a full-fledged malacha. There's no p'tur of ta'abed bar mitzvah, because he already did the mitzvah. That's why in that case, all agree it's chayiv. Again, we're speaking that he had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby before him on Shabbos. He first did the meal on the Shabbos baby appropriately. Once he got that out of the way, he proceeded to the Friday baby. The meal on a Friday baby on Shabbos is a full-fledged malacha, and he has no excuse here. He's not tayyib d'var mitzvah. He's no longer preoccupied in preparation for a Shabbos bris. So all agree it's chayv. However, in the second case, where it's Shabbos, he has two babies before him, a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, in which case, he's still busying himself preparing for the Shabbos bris, which is mutar on Shabbos. Instead, he went over to the Sunday baby. So since he's toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, since in his haste, in his preoccupation to do a mitzvah, he inadvertently transferred over to the Sunday baby, he's potter. So that seems to be preliminarily the pshat in this price. But the world doesn't like it. V'tispra, can you suggest that this is the pshat? Can this price be understood as such? How could it be? Ma hosam d'lo yavid mitzvah. Look, if in the first, in the second case, we had a Shabbos and Sunday baby before him, and the bris was applied to the Sunday baby, in which case there was no mitzvah at all fulfilled. It's premature. Even in that case, Pater Bishua. Bishua says he's Pater. Heichad the Kovet mitzvah. Mechayim. Can you say, can you even contemplate that in the Reisha? Well, he actually did a mitzvah. Sure, he wasn't preoccupied any longer with doing a mitzvah because he already did the Shabbos bris. But at the end of the day, what did he do? He did a mitzvah. He did the bris on the Friday baby. Although a day late, it's still a mitzvah. Mechayiv, can you say that Rabbi Shua would say chayiv in that case? It seems improbable. Let's look at the end result. He did a mitzvah. It can't be worse than a case where he did no mitzvah. Where you say he's potter. Certainly in the case where he did a mitzvah in the reisha, he's also potter. So as a result of this kasha, the Gemara is going to reinterpret the pshat and the brisa. We had a kasha from this brisa because, getting back to the case in the Mishnah, if somebody is shechet l'shem emurei tzibur, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer both agree that it's chayv. And the Gemara said, because speaking that the korban tzibur has already been brought, in which case there was no room for confusion any longer. The kasha was, but what about Ramea Shit? Ramea says, even in that case, it's potter. Apparently, we're speaking that the Talmud had already been brought, and he's still potter, even though there's no preoccupation with any mitzvah today. Is that so? We had a kasha from this brisa. Where the way we interpreted the brisa up until this point, it seemed to say that in a case where the Shabbos mitzvah had already been performed, right, the case where he had a Friday and Shabbos baby before him, and he did first the Shabbos baby, in which case the Shabbos mitzvah had already been cleared out of the way, he's no longer a Tavad Var Mitzvah. So when he proceeded to do the Milah on the Friday baby, he's Chayiv. Apparently even Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir speaking, even Rav Meir holds that once he's no longer busying himself with the Shabbos Mitzvah, there's no Ptur. And this is in contrast with Rav Meir in our Mishnah, says that even after the Tavad had been brought, there's still room for confusion and to exempt him from Chatos. Says the Gemara, let's reinterpret the Brice here. Amri Dvir Rabbiane. Dvir Rabbiane explained as follows. Truthfully, according to Rav Meir, there really is no difference whether or not that Shabbos mitzvah had been fulfilled. As long as when he entered Shabbos, there was a mitzvah awaiting his kiyum. So that explains the Brice. We had a Reisha and a Seifa. In the Reisha, he had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby awaiting Milah. And Rav Meir says, all agree, even Rav Shua agrees, that he's chayav for doing the Friday baby on Shabbos. What are we speaking about? Reisha kegoin shekodam umol es shol Shabbos v'erev Shabbos. He did not enter Shabbos with two babies before him. What happened was that he was kodam umol. He advanced. He did the Shabbos baby on Friday. Kodam umol shol Shabbos v'erev Shabbos. So by the time Shabbos arrived, he only had one tinoik, which was the Friday baby. So he never entered Shabbos preoccupied and awaiting fulfillment of a mitzvah, which is mutar on Shabbos. There was no Shabbos baby available. Shelo nitna Shabbos lidachas. Shabbos was not given to be overridden in this case. Therefore, all agree. According to Ramey's approach, all agree there's no justification for his confusion and for his mistake. When he entered Shabbos, at the outset of Shabbos, he should have known full well that there was no mitzvah to be done on Shabbos. And that's why he's chayv. The Seifa, however, in the Seifa where he had a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, both awaiting bris. In that case, certainly, V'seifa nitna Shabbos l'dachas esloi. Shabbos was slated to be overridden by this fellow because he had a Shabbos baby who needed a bris today. That explains the bris. However, now a Mishnah, why does Rav Meir say that he's potter if he did a shechita l'shem kabbarnas tzibur? That's because when he entered Shabbos, Shabbos was slated to be overridden. A carbon tzibur was meant to be brought today. Hacha, hare nitna Shabbos lidachas etzel carbon tzibur. And therefore he's potter. So the point is, one, according to Rav Meir, if a person is preoccupied with preparations for a mitzvah which is meant to be done on Shabbos, as long as that mitzvah is meant to be done this Shabbos, so when he enters Shabbos, Shabbos is meant to be overridden by that mitzvah, that explains and justifies all his mistakes and confusions. Therefore, Meir says, even should he take an animal and do the shechita l'shem karban tzibur, he's potter, because a karban tzibur is meant to be brought today. So what that it was already brought? In his haste, he didn't pay attention. He knew that a karban tzibur is meant to be brought today, and he just proceeded. He didn't realize that it was already brought. He didn't pay much attention. He was in a frenzy, in a haste, and therefore, he's potter. Omle Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Hochanami. Here as well, meaning in the first case of the Brice, where he had a Friday and Shabbos baby who needed a bris. And what happened was he did the Shabbos baby before Shabbos. And he entered Shabbos without anything to do. He wasn't waiting to do a bris. Here as well, he should be potter. Why? Hochanami. Hare nitna Shabbos lidachos etzel tinoikos de'alma. Because Shabbos is meant to be overridden. With respect to other babies, other Shabbos babies out there, so perhaps he got confused based on that. He knew that Shabbos is a day to do a bris. And therefore he proceeded to do the bris on the Friday baby, even though it was Shabbos. Amar Lei, Rav Kahana responded, no, that's not enough of a reason. That doesn't justify. Ligabi the high gavra, mias. But bottom line is, regarding this fellow, this specific moyo, well, you see, this Shabbos was not meant to be overridden by him. Therefore, he shouldn't have been so preoccupied and so hasty. He should have known that he has nothing to do this Shabbos. And he should not have done the bris on the Friday baby when it was already Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Getting back to the Lashon of the Mishnah, we had the Machlegis and Razim Yeshua, with Shar Kalazvachim, we took a different carbon, Sheshachna Shum Pesach, where the Shechita was the Shem Pesach, and it depends. Im Einan Ru'in Chayiv. If these animals are unfit for a carbon Pesach, as a calf, in which case there's no room for confusion, then he brings a Chatas. Vim Ru'in. But if they are suitable, potentially, to be used for a chat for a Pesach, then we have a machlek. So again, im einan ruin, if they're not suitable candidates, it's a different variety, they're not meant to be used for a carbon Pesach, then there's no excuse for his mistake, and he brings a chatas. Vim ruin, but if they are potentially suitable, same type of animal, Reb Lezer machayev chatas, Reb Lezer says there's no difference. It's considered a malach. Reb Shua Paiter, because he was confused due to the fact that he was waiting to do a mitzvah, a Karban Pesach, and he mistook this animal for the Karban Pesach. Man Tana, who is this Tana? The way the Machlokes Reb Lezer Shua is presented, who is the one that presented in this manner? Man Tana deshanilei ben ruin v'shein ruin. Who differentiates between an animal which is suitable potentially to be used as a Karban Pesach, and therefore his mistake is justified, as opposed to something which is not right, in which case his mistake is not justified, and it brings a chatas. Who is this Tana who presents Reb Lezer Shua in this light? Reb Shimoni. This is Shitas Reb Shimon. And basically the Gemara up until this point was following Reb Shimon's presentation. Who is the Tana of Al-Mishnah who presents the Shitas accordingly? And he holds that in a case where he was Toyeh B'Dvar Mitzvah, he was preoccupied with a mitzvah, he actually did somewhat of a mitzvah. Here we have the Machlokes. Reb Yishua says he's Pater, Reb Lezer says he is Chayv. But Reb Meir holds differently. He holds that, in this case, all agree that he's Pater. Tesanya, Echad HaZvachim, this is going to be Reb Meir, Echad HaZvachim Ruin, whether Karbanos which are suitable candidates for the Karban Pesach, a sheep, a goat, Vechad Zvachim She'en Ruin, or the totally unfit for the Karban Pesach. V'chein, likewise, HaShechad L'Shem Murid Tzibur. Person takes another animal and does a Shechita L'Shem the Karban Tzibur. Of course, this is all taking place on Shabbos. Potter, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, even all these different types of cases, something which is not even right for the Pesach, something which is being done L'Shem Karban Tzibur, he's going to be Potter, because he got confused on account of the mitzvah. This was a mitzvah-related confusion. So according to Reb Meir, all shittas, Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua, subscribe to this shita, to this halach. Whereas Reb Shimon says no. It's a machlekes. Oh, Reb Shimon. Le'nechel, Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua. There's no machlekes between them, al she'en and ruin. In a case where he has a calf, which is not right for the Karban Pesach. She'chayiv, certainly, there's no justification for his tos. He's definitely chayiv achatas. Aman nechelku, in which case is there a machlekes ala ru'in? When the carbon is roi for the Pesach, in which case confusion reigns, he mistook one for the other. In that case, we have a machlekes. Shablezim machayev chatas, even in this case, he says, he brings a chatas. We show a paita because he was tabed va mitzvah and asa mitzvah. In conclusion, we have two basic approaches in our sugya, speaking about a case where a person did an unjustified shechita on Shabbos. Reb Shimon's approach is that there's a machlekes. Between Reb Lezer holds that in all cases he is chayev chatas. According to Reb Yishua, if he was sheichet another carbon l'shem Pesach, and that carbon was roi, it was a type of animal typically used for the carbon Pesach, he was tov b'dvar mitzvah. He thought it was a carbon Pesach, and he actually did somewhat of a mitzvah because this shlomim l'shem Pesach is kosher. Therefore, Reb Yishua says he's potter. But if the animal is not roi for Pesach, in which case it doesn't justify his confusion, he's chayev. Same thing regarding sheichet another carbon l'shem, a carbon tzibur. If it's before the carbon tzibur had been brought, in which case he was torud tabed var mitzvah, he thought this was the carbon tzibur, he is pot. But if it's already after the shechita of the carbon tzibur, there's no justification for his tos, and he brings a chatas. Rami's approach is entirely different. He holds that all shitas, Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua, both agree. The concept is one. If Shabbos was meant to be overridden by this individual, then anything, any confusion related to that mitzvah exempts him from a karban chatas. So if he shechted a different karban l'shem Pesach, whether it's roi l'shem Pesach or not roi for Pesach, when he did another karban l'shem yiburit tzibur, whether it's before the shechita of the karban tzibur or afterwards, it's irrelevant. He's always pater. On this Shabbos, it was meant to be this mitzvah, and therefore in his haste and confusion, he mixed things up, and therefore it's considered a mitzvah related tos, and he's pater from karban chatas, and of course, this whole discussion applies to the bris mila as well. The Gemara will continue elaborating on Rav Meir's sheet. Omar Rav Bevi Omar Rav Blaz. Poiter Hayer Rav Meir. Rav Meir would say Potter even in the following case. Afil Egel Shal Zivchei Shlomim. Even if he took a calf, a Shlomim calf, Sheshachta L'Shem Pesach. He did the Shchit L'Shem Pesach. Although a calf cannot be used for a Pesach, it's still considered a mitzvah-related confusion. In his haste and frenzy, he thought this was a Pesach, and therefore he's pot. Amalei Rabbi Zeru Lar Bevi. How could he say that? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moide Hayir Rabbi Meir, V'bali Mum. Rabbi Meir agrees that if he has an animal which has a mum, there's no room for confusion, there's no justification, no basis for mixing it up with the current Pesach. And if he did the Shechita on the Bal Mum, he's chayiv. Why is it different than the calf, the eagle, Shal Zivchei Shlomim? Amar Leis, he told him, there's a big difference. He's not busy and preoccupied in preparation of the akrav of this balmum. There's no haste, there's no frenzy. As opposed to the eagle of the shlam, he's anticipating the akrav of that carbon. So in his haste, he thought it was a Pesach, and therefore he's pot. What about chulin l'shem Pesach? Mali Amar Meir. What would Rav Meir hold if he took a chulin animal and did the Shechita on Shabbos, L'shem Pesach? Amar Leis, he told him, Poiter Hayir Rav Meir, Afilu Chulin Shum Pesach. Even in this case, he's pot. Because it's a mitzvah related to us. Really? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us, Moide Hayir Rav Meir v'Bali Mumin. If he did a Shechita on a Bal Mum, L'shem Pesach, he's chay. There's no room for confusion there. Chulin as well. Should have not been confused with a Pesach. Says the Moriah, Bali Mumin Loi Michlefi. The animal which has a mum, it's apparently not a Karban Pesach. It doesn't get mixed up with the Karban Pesach, and therefore there's no justification for the tos. Hani michlefi, but an animal which is chulin looks very similar to the Karban Pesach, and yeah, his tos can be attributed to the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, "Tamid Rav Meir, mishum michlufi v'lo yichlufi." Is this element of mixing up the animals the basis of Rav Meir's exemption? In which case, you say it applies even to chulin. V'amar Rav Bevi Amar Rav Elazar, didn't Rav Bevi tell us? Name Rav Elazar. Poiter Hayir Rav Meir, Afilu Egel Shezivchei Shlomim, Sheshachta L'Shem Pesach. We just learned that even an eagle, a calf of a Shlomim, which is Shechta L'Shem Pesach, he's potter for doing so. Nobody confuses a calf with a sheep. Apparently, the Ichlufi factor is not the basis of Rav Meir's Ptur. Alma, apparently, what then is the reason? Taima de Rav Meir, Mishum de Tarit. It's on account of his preoccupation, his confusion, his haste. And that's why he says even a calf, being that he was anticipating that krava, that confusion can be mitzvah related. But when it comes to a chulin, in which case he's not torrid, he's not preparing it for a krava, there's no reason to make it pot. Amar Leis, he responded, actually both elements are true. When either element is present, Rav Meir would say pot. If he's preoccupied, then even if the animal itself is dissimilar to the Karban Pesach, he's still pata, because the person is anxious and in a haste, and therefore it's considered a mitzvah related confusion. Or michlef afgav leitarit, when we have the animal similar to the Karban Pesach, in which case it can get mixed up, that's also reason to make him pata, even if he himself is not currently busy preparing the Karban Fakrava, such as in the case of a chulin, because it's similar in looks to the Karban Pesach. La fuki bali mum, as opposed to the bali mum, which carry none of these elements. The lo yichluf and michluf. Bali mum is apparently different than the Karban Pesach, visibly different. There's no mixing things up. V'lo yimitra tarit, nor is the person preoccupied. He's not bringing the bali mum as a Karban. So both elements are missing, and therefore, it's not considered a mitzvah related to us, and it's chayav achatas. So in summary, Rameh holds, one is shaykh l'shem Pesach, even an egel shlomim l'shem Pesach is potter because he's tarred in preparation for the akrav of that shlomim. Likewise, chulin l'shem Pesach is potter. There we have the michla factor, the animals look alike. But Rameh would agree, by a balmum he's chayav, because none of these elements are present. He is not preparing the akrava, nor is the balmum similar in looks to the carbon Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Yosef, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak. They were both sitting akila on the porch. They were Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak. Yosef, Rabbi, they were sitting and saying as follows. Some other confusion-related halachas. Omar, Rabbi Shimon Malakash. Neschalflei shvud shel noisa, Rabbi shvud shel tzli. A shvud is a spit which contains meat. He has one spit containing tzli, roasted carbon meat, in which case eating it is a mitzvah. That's what he intended on doing. And Nischalva got mixed up with a shvud shel noiser, a spit containing noiser, in which case it's an avera, and he ate the noiser, v'achloi. What happens now? He intended on doing a mitzvah, but he didn't actually carry out a mitzvah. Chayiv, because he didn't do a mitzvah. Rabbi Yechon added another case. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ishtoi Nida. Baal, if he lived with his wife who was a Nida, Chayiv, he has to bring a chatas. Yivamta Nida Baal, but if he did Yibam on his Yivam, who happened to be a Nida? Potter. Because he actually did a mitzvah. Ikadami. Now, what about the case of the spit? What would Rabbi Yochanan say in that case? So we have two approaches. Ikadami, some say, Koshkin. If in this case, Rabbi Yochanan says that he's chayiv by Ishta Nida, even though there's somewhat of a mitzvah there, then of course in the case of the meat, he's chayiv because he didn't do any mitzvah. Koshkin, certainly by Hidam chayiv. There was no mitzvah at all done. Not even something which resembles a mitzvah. That's one approach. Is Damri, others said differently. The Rabbi Yechon would disagree with Rosh Lakish. By he potter, in that case, he would be potter. He intended on eating the carbon and he ate the noise, so he's potter. Why? My time. Hosam hu dahavale lishuli. In the case of Ishte Nida, he's chai because he should have asked her if she's a Nida. So he's at fault. Aval hocha, but in the case of the meat, there's nobody there to ask. Lihavale lishuli. And therefore, he's not held accountable, and he's potter from the carbon. Okay, in any case, Rabbi Yechon says that by Ishtei Nida is chayiv, by Yivamtei Nida is potter. What's the difference between one and the other? Rabbi Yechon, Maishna Yivamtei, the Ka'avad Mitzvah. Why is it by Yivama we say he's potter? Even though he could have asked her, we say he's potter because he intended on doing a mitzvah, mitzvah Zibam, and he actually carried out a mitzvah. Ishtar Navi, same thing with his wife. Koy Avad Mitzvah. He did a mitzvah of Purvu. Ishtar Muberes. She was expecting, in which case there's no mitzvah Purvu. Vayikasim Chas Oina. It still is a Oina obligation towards his wife. That's also a mitzvah. Shalei Bishas Anasa wasn't at the prescribed time for Oina. Va'omar Rava, but didn't Rava tell us that even if it's outside this man Oina, there still is a mitzvah. Chayiv Adam L'Sameach Ishtar B'Dvar Mitzvah. A person has a chiv to be msamech as ishtai with a dvar mitzvah, living with her, Rashi says, when she indicates that she needs it. So it's also a mitzvah. Samach levest was speaking that it actually turned out that this incident took place close to her period arriving, in which case it's also to be with her then, and it's not considered a mitzvah. Okay, if that's the case, then why is Yivama different? I feel with him to Nami there as well. If it turns out that it was Samach Levesta, then he didn't do a mitzvah. Yivimta, he buzzes me now. When it comes to Yivama, he's uncomfortable asking her about her vest, about her period. And therefore, he's not held accountable. Ishtar le buzzes me now, as opposed to his wife, where he's not embarrassed of her, he should have asked. And in the case we see from Rabbi Yechonan, that when a person intended on doing a mitzvah. For instance, he was Baal Yivimta when she was a Nida. We say he's potter. He intended on doing a mitzvah. He actually did a mitzvah. He's potter. Who's the source? Where did Rabbi Yechon get this halacha from? Rabbi Yechon, Kaman, whose shita was he following? Ilema Rabbi Yosi. Was he following Rabbi Yosi? This non-Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Yom Teva Rishon Shalchag. On the first day of Sukkot, Shechalis V'Shabbos, which happens to be Shabbos, V'Shochach V'Hoitzi Esalulav L'Shusarabim. Potter. If he inadvertently carried the lulav through the street, he's potter. Because he carried it with permission, meaning he was preoccupied, he was tired with the mitzvah. So perhaps that's Rabbi Yochanan's source. Says, well, not really. Dilma, Shani Hassan, perhaps there is different. This is Mane Bol, since it's a time-sensitive mitzvah. It needs to be done today specifically, and only today. So since it has a limited time span, today is a mitzvah has to be done today. So on account of that, it created anxiety, generated hastiness on his part, and as a result, he carried it through the street. So perhaps that's different. He was tired in the mitzvah, which had to be done today, as opposed to the yibum. He could have waited. It wasn't necessarily something that had to be done today. So there's no right from there to here. Ve'ela, Rabbi Shua Dizvacham. Perhaps it's our Rabbi Shua and our Mishnah, speaking about karbonis, which were brought l'shem Pesach. Rabbi Shua says he's potter because he was ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, he was preoccupied with the bringing of the karbon Pesach, and he did a mitzvah. He's potter. Perhaps that's the source. Dilma asam nami, zmani bol. Perhaps there as well. Zmani bol. We're dealing with a very short time span here for the karbon Pesach. So that generated anxiety and confusion. Ve'elok Rabbi Shua the Tinoikas. Perhaps it's the other Rabbi Shua speaking about the babies awaiting the bris milah. Where Rabbi Shua says the same concept applies there. If he was tov b'dvar mitzvah, he's potter. Hasam nami zman ha'bol. There as well, you have a time span. You have a time limitation. The bris has to take place on the eighth day. So perhaps that justifies confusion and mistake. Ve'elok Rabbi Shua the Truma. Perhaps it's the other Rabbi Shua discussing Truma, which will be the source of Rabbi this Nan. Hayoicha b'Truma. This kohen, or he thought he was a kohen, was engaged in eating truma. V'noida, it turns out, he discovered, he had some sort of suspicion before, but it was confirmed, shu ben grusho, oy ben chalutza. He was a son of a divorcee, or of a chalutza, in which case he's a chalal and unfit for eating truma. Rabbi Lezer Machayev Keren Rechaymish, he has to pay up the principal value of what he ate and the fifth. Rabbi Shua Poiter, he doesn't need to pay because, in his mind, he was doing a mitzvah. So you see this concept. That Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is pot. Says Gemara, perhaps there is different. Dilma, could there have baby by Rabbi? The Omar Rabbi Rabbi? We're speaking about a very unique case. But Truma Be'er of Pesach, we're speaking about this kind was engaged in consuming Chametz, Truma's Chametz on Erev Pesach, in which case, this man of bull, again, there's anxiety reigning here. It has to be eaten up quickly. That's a true terror of the mitzvah. Inami, or perhaps, Shani Truma. Truma is different. The Ikri Avoida. Truma is regarded as serving Hashem, like Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's different. V'avoida rachmona achsha. When it comes to Avoida, the Torah says that even if it turns out that this fellow was unfit for the Avoida, after the fact we say it's kasha. And therefore, Rishon says he's potter from paying up. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hayoimedu makriv. This kain was in the middle of doing the hakrova on the Mizbeach, v'noida, and he discovered Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. It was discovered that he's an apostle. Kol HaKarbonis Kulam Sheikriv Agabim Mizbeach Al Gabi HaMizbeach Psulon. All the Karbonis that he brought apostle. Rabbi Shua Machsha. Rabbi Shua says, after the fact we say it's Kosh. V'Aminem. And we ask, my time the Rabbi Shua. What is the reason of Rabbi Shua's being Machsha? The Karbonis which were offered by a apostle. Dechsiv Borech Hashem Cheloi U'Poyol Yodav Tirtza. This is the pasuk regarding Kohanim. Hashem b'mevorech cheloi. Chelo Rashi says, even the chalolim, those that are pasul from kuna, you should accept their handiwork. So there's a special allowance here. After the fact, we say, what he did is fine. Likewise by the truma, which is considered avoida, as we soon will see. And therefore, by the eved, he's not responsible to repay for that truma. But perhaps it's unrelated to Rabbi Yochanan, which is an entirely different concept. Says the more truma hecha ikri avoida. Where do we find that truma is called avoida? The sanya. Maaseh Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was a kohen. Shelo yibo emesh lebeis hamedrash. He wasn't present in the beis hamedrash in the evening. Leshachar, the next morning, matzoi Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel met him. Amar lo, he asked him, min heimalei basa emesh lebeis hamedrash. Why didn't you come to the beis hamedrash last night? Amar lo, avoida avanti. I was busy doing avoida. Amalei is called Varecha Inan Ela Divrei Tema. Rav Gamliel responded, your words are cryptic. I don't quite understand what you mean. Where do you get avoida nowadays? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Amar lo, he responded, I was referring to eating truma. How are you, Omer? The pasuk says, avoidas matono etein eskunaschem vazor hakorav yumas. The Torah is referring to the matnas kuna, the truma, etc., given to the kehanim, and referring to it as avoida. Also, achilas truma gvulin. The Torah regarded eating truma out in the cities, kavoidas Beis HaMikdash, just like the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why I refer to it as avoida. So in summary, in today's brach, we learned that if one is makrivit another carbon l'shem Pesach and does it on Shabbos, according to the Blazer brings a chatas, according to Bishua, he was told by Dvar Mitzvah and his potter. Rabbi holds, all agree his potter. Rabbi Yechon gave us another example of Baal Yivim Tanida where his potter. We searched high and low for his source. And at this point, we came up empty-handed. Hatzlacha Rab.